Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, a trader writes in and says that I'm a beginner trader, and this person has an education in finance. They've been doing a bit of practice in Forex trading, which brought up an interesting question in my mind, which was, can a finance degree help with learning to trade Forex, or can it hurt you? What do you think about that?
Wow, I'm really biased, and it's probably not going to hurt you. My gut is to say that it will. I think you're better off, in every instance, you're better off adopting an approach that fits your beliefs rather than having someone lay them on top of you and tell you this is the way it is. And the problem with formalized education is that's what they do, is they say, look, this is the way it is, you know. And so, you know, it's one of those things where I think you are better off to kind of make your own way. But then the other side of it is maybe having a finance degree gives you a framework, a way for you to view the markets, and maybe it makes sense to you. So in that case, maybe it is a good thing. But I am of the opinion that everybody should dig deep, find out what you believe in as a trader, and then everything you do, you should build your system accordingly. And the reason for that, rather than finding someone who's really good at trading and just copying what they do, is because if you find someone who's really good and you just copy what they do, it's the same reason why we all can't be Tiger Woods or whatever, you know. Who's the Swiss tennis guy? Federer?
Yeah,
Federer, right? Yeah, it's the reason why we're all not Tiger Woods or Federer when it comes to tennis or golf, is because you can't just find someone and copy what they do and expect that's going to work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so the main thing is that just do what you believe in. I think, you know, I have friends who have been like in institutions. I have relatives who work for funds, and you know, they're like bank traders or hedge fund or stock traders, and they call me a virgin. That's what they say. They say, "Hey, Walter, you're a virgin." Yeah. Because you don't know anything about this stuff. And I used to always make fun of guys like at university that were getting their MBA and stuff. I thought, what a useless degree. But you know, look, that's just my bias, man. I mean, I don't know. I think you're better off just working through your beliefs and building something from the ground up rather than letting someone tell you what to do. But that's my take. I don't know. Do you have any sort of finance background? I don't have any.
No, I don't. I actually have a biology background, so
yeah
I don't think you really need anything.
The thing is, and the other thing is, like, when you get these licenses and stuff, they're gonna teach you these things too, so you kind of have to pretend like, okay, yeah, you know, all right, okay, that's how the MACD works and all that, you know, to get all your these CTA and all these licenses in different countries. You got to kind of play the game and say this is how it works, and mm-hmm. Why the interest rate numbers and this and that. You got to figure all that stuff out. But maybe you're like me. Maybe you're just a technical trader and you look for patterns on the charts. Maybe that's what makes sense to you. So you don't really need to know all that other stuff. So, you know, it's one of those things. We had a trader in England. He's doing really well, right? And but the problem was, he was so new to trading, he felt like he needed to know all the other indicators that he didn't know. And to a man, to a trader, everyone in the room said to him, you know, it was a small group, it was like 10 people, and every single one of them said, "No, don't do it. You've already got it. You've already got it. Don't go and confuse yourself by learning." He said, "But I want to have a breadth of knowledge and this and that." I said, "That's great, but don't do it." Don't do it, because you confuse yourself. You don't need to know about the stochastic and the MACD and all this other stuff. You've got systems that work. Stick to that. Become an expert at that. Don't worry about that other stuff. And that's kind of the way that I view, you know, having a formalized degree. But obviously, you know, if it's important to you and it makes sense and you want to know about the fundamentals and all that, you'll get that when you get your finance degree. But for me, it's not. I don't think it's that critical. So there you go.
Okay, cool. Well, it's great to get your opinion on that. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks.